I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. A huge rescue operation is taking place in the Italian city of Genoa after a 200-metre-long section of a motorway bridge collapsed, killing more than 25 people. That number is expected to rise, with sources in the emergency services saying there could be as many as 35 victims. Vehicles plummeted more than 40 metres when the suspension bridge collapsed during a storm. David Capello was driving on the bridge as it collapsed and fell around 80 metres and incredibly survived.
I was on the bridge as it fell down. I don't know what saved my life. I swear I fell all the way down just as I was driving. Now I'm in an ambulance. The car is destroyed, but what the hell? I'm okay. I've come out of it with my legs all in one piece.
Marcello De Angelis is coordinating the Italian Red Cross rescue effort.
There might be the possibility of some niches being created by rebels themselves, and with people being eventually protected by the rebels. We are working on this emergency as if it was an earthquake. It is the same sort of situation.
An official report by the U.S. state of Pennsylvania accuses the Roman Catholic Church of covering up the sexual abuse of children by hundreds of priests. The graphic report, the result of a two-year grand jury investigation, as Neda Torfik reports.
Investigators found that 301 priests had molested and raped more than 1,000 children over a period of 70 years, though the number of victims could be much higher. Some young men and women were manipulated with sedatives, alcohol, or pornography, and told the abuse was a holy act. Church officials in Pennsylvania and the Vatican were accused of systematically covering up allegations. Only two priests have been charged as a result of the state's investigation. Almost every other instance of abuse is too old to be prosecuted. After the release of the report, several of the dioceses implicated issued statements apologizing and pledging to prevent future abuse.
Prosecutors in Chile investigating sexual abuse by Roman Catholic clergymen have searched the offices of the Episcopal Conference and the Marist Brothers religious community, seizing documents and computers. At least a dozen Marist clergymen have been accused of abusing children in the 1970s at schools they ran. World News from the BBC.